Breakfast.
Now, even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
Hi, this is Tom from More Radio Breakfast. Thank you for finding us. This is our Best Bits podcast, so our favourite moments for the past 7 days, all glued together for you. And please don't forget to join us live each and every morning on More Radio right across Sussex from 6.
Tom, Lou and Jack. The Best Bits. Even more Radio Breakfast. More
Oh, I've got a sad story here. A lady called Amethyst.
What?
Amethyst.
What's that then?
Like the stone.
No, it's
not really the point.
It's not your mum's name, is it, by any chance?
No, it's not. Anyway, let's call her Amy for short.
Yeah.
She has called off her wedding. Apparently, her other half, they went on holiday together, and he got in with a bad crowd. He started drinking a bit much. He even resorted to drugs, and she's gone, no, I can't do this anymore. Ththing is, though, the weird thing about this story is that he's a ghost.
Oh, for crying out loud. Do you know what I mean? What are you talking about, Amethyst?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, so she's called the wedding off, and she now uses sage to keep him at bay.
As in the herb?
Yeah, I think there's something crystally if you burn it.
Right.
I think.
Well, look, Amethyst obviously has...
Amethyst, whatever. Not Amethyst.
So, I mean, I just don't get stuff like that. Do you want to hear my joke of herbs about the Bee Gees?
You have a joke about herbs.
Yeah.
Sure,
yeah.
Go on.
Well,
then.
I didn't see this talking bit going this way, but now you've started it. Let's have it.
So Barry Gibb, the lead singer of the Bee Gees, right?
Mm.
He's walking through his herb garden with his wife, and all of a sudden he says to his wife, he says, "Shh, shh. I think I can hear the voices of my two brilliant late brothers talking to me." And his wife says, "Don't be so stupid. That's just your chive talking."
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
That's so easy to pick up the wrong thing when you're rushing out the door in the morning. Maybe like, you know, your other half's cup of coffee instead of yours, or the, you know, the wrong set of keys, whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's even easier if you're only 5 years old. But it can have some pretty embarrassing consequences if you turn up to school with something you really shouldn't do.
It's not something from a bedside drawer, is it?
Well, it might be.
Oh, no.
So, a little girl called Summer. Her mum, Louise, discovered her daughter had taken a bottle of what her daughter thought was hand sanitizer. She said, "It's so I don't get the germs, mummy." And it had the name Summer on the bottle. Well, she thought it was for her. But
Well, Anne Summers.
Anne Summers.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I don't understand.
Well, you don't understand. She's taken a bottle of lube to school.
Oh, right.
Oh, dear, oh, Lord.
Well, that's hard. That's difficult.
Well, it is. And what did you say the mum's name was?
Louise.
She needs to have a word of herself and all, because Anne Summers' own brand ain't nearly as good as Liquid Silk.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The Best Bits.
And now on More Radio, it's time for episode one of Improv Street. In this episode, Jeremy and Annie are hosting a dinner party. They meet in the kitchen to discuss where the guest of honour is, because they haven't turned up. And the other guests are getting restless. What's happened? Were there crossed wires? Let's find out on this episode of Improv Street.
Annie?
Yeah?
You said Elton John was going to be here an hour ago and he's not here.
What? He texted earlier on saying he was stuck in traffic, but it can't be that bad out there.
What do you mean stuck in traffic? He said he was going to bring a helicopter and land it in the garden.
Well, I don't know what's going on over Gatwick at the moment, do I?
Oh,
no, there he is now. Hang on, what's he saying?
Hang on a sec.
Hi. Elton, how you doing? Oh. Oh, that's a shame. Oh,
Annie?
Well, no, of course. No, we understand.
What's going on?
Yeah, no, all right. We'll see you next Tuesday.
Annie, you don't do that to us, sir. Elton John's a knight at the realm.
All right, Elton, sorry about that. Yeah, okay, you'll understand. Yeah, no worries, see you later. Okay, bye.
Oh, God. Hey, who let Lionel Richie, the cockatoo out?
Elton's not coming.
Why?
He's been held up.
Held up where? For quite a... We've got a room for the people here.
He had an ice skating accident.
Hang on a minute. Who's that? Did you invite anybody else?
No.
All right, hang on a sec. I'll see who it is. Hang on.
I'm opening
ask
the door.
This gentleman a question. Don't be rude. Ask the president of Finland a question, please.
Okay. President of Finland, who's your favourite Spice Girl?
Okay, and can we have the final line, please?
Why are you playing this ridiculous party game? I can't do this anymore. I'm running off with Elton John.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
Take you to Australia for this little bit here. Introduce you to a plumber called Ollie. He's gone to work, Ollie, one day, and he's got to do some quout. What's quout? Hello.
Quout.
He's got to do some quite loud work. So he's put on a pair of them. You know, you see builders and drillers wearing them headphones that protect your ears.
Yeah, yeah.
So you don't hear your drills and that sort of stuff. He's put them on, and as he's doing his work, he's thinking, what's wrong with these? They don't feel right today. What is wrong with these? He takes them off. Looks at them in the inside of them, and these headphones, I don't know if you've ever seen a pair, they're very hollow inside, and inside the left ear of one of them was the biggest huntsman spider you have ever seen in your life. Now, these spiders are massive. These are the ones in, like, I'm a Celeb, where they put them in the tank, and they're so cool, the Aussies. He's putting them, I was like, oh, that's what's wrong, mate. I knew there was something tickling my ear in there. And he starts back, come on, get out, you beggar, get out. And he won't get out. The spider's just, he's all snuggled up. I can't have that. I saw a spider crawling across my pillow in bed once, and I ran for 9 miles.
They're so tough and just so blasé about it out there.
Well, you'd have to be if you live out there and they're surrounding you.
Look at that, I got a snake hanging off my thigh.
Yeah.
Go on, you.
Would
shoot.
You believe it? Yeah, look at that, there's a crocodile in the back seat.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
For the first time, I've been glad I've been pulled in by clickbait this morning.
Okay.
Celebrities you never knew dated. I was like, no, don't do that, Thomas. Oh, go on then, click. It's interesting.
Okay.
It's fascinating, in fact.
We work in radio, so we talk about celebs and their love lives quite a lot. So are there some that you didn't know?
All of these, I've got five here, I didn't know.
Oh, okay.
So what I thought I'd do, instead of just read them out to you, I thought I'd throw a little curveball in there to make this a little bit interesting. I've turned it into a game.
Right.
All right? So it's Jack versus Lou. All right, Jay, you up for this?
Absolutely. Yeah.
The celebrity hookups you just wouldn't believe. So let's play Did They or Didn't They? So what I want from you is a did or a didn't.
Okay.
A
so
did,
it's either one that actually happened or one that you've made up.
There's some made up.
Okay.
There are some true. I've got five altogether.
Right. Celebrity couple number one, Nick Osborne and Lou Nash.
Nick, one of the great broadcasters, will be on air here at 10 o'clock. Couple number one, James Arthur and Rita Ora. Did they?
Ooh.
Or didn't they?
Well, I don't want to sound mean here, but if he did, then he's punching well above his weight. I'm going to say they did.
Well, I'll go didn't then.
They did.
Did they? Oh,
Lord. Yeah. A secret fling a few years ago. Apparently, Rita supposedly left him heartbroken.
Aww.
She's got that in her locker.
Couple number two. Did they or didn't they? Madonna and Daniel Craig, our very own James Bond.
Well, I've never, ever heard that before, and they're both so famous. So, Lou, you go next. What are you going to go for?
Yeah, exactly. You'd have heard... You would have heard about that. So, no, they didn't.
You can both go for the same option.
Yeah, I'm going to say didn't.
I made that up this morning.
Oh, yeah. Very good maker and upper in.
Thanks very much. Couple number three, Robbie Williams and Cameron Diaz. Did they or didn't they?
That's an interesting one, because he lives over there, doesn't he? I'm going to say they did.
I'm going to agree, because she's quite sort of sly. She keeps her private life quiet. So, yeah, did.
They did.
Yeah.
Apparently, 2003, they had a summer fling in Malibu.
Why not?
Couple number four. Jerry Halliwell and Russell Brand.
Oh.
Did they or didn't they?
Well, there's not many women Russell Brand hasn't been with, is there? Did.
Didn't.
Did.
Oh! Yeah, Lou, you owe me 30 quid so far.
What? 2012. Apparently they hooked up after the Olympics, if you read believe what you read.
Sure.
Final couple. Shh. Jude Law and Heather Mills.
Oh.
Paul McCartney's ex. Did they? Or didn't they?
I'm going to say didn't.
That's a random choice of celeb for you to just make up, so I'm going to go with did.
They did not.
Lou owes me 40 quid.
So we're going to play this for all our celebs. Lasting Lover on More Radio.
Oh, James Arthur, oh, bless him.
Even More Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
I don't want to get your hopes up too much, but I think I might, because I'm excited. I'm very excited, because coming early November to Sussex, well, forecasters are predicting snow. The snow is on the way, people.
Well, hang on. Is it Father Christmas or is it snow?
It's snow, but this song goes with the snow for me.
Well, no, it does, no. Play the snowman, no. Tom.
What?
We're walking in the air.
Fine, I'll find that then. I just thought that was a good one.
Floating in the moonlit sky.
You know what? Don't bother. Jack and I've got it sorted.
It's quite cold where I am. I'm up quite high.
Okay. So, weather forecasters are predicting snow. Weather forecasters are predicting snow.
Lou, come on.
Sorry. Yeah. Ah, he's got it.
Yeah, oh, this makes me feel really warm and fuzzy inside. I love this.
Is this better
this
for
is
you?
This is snow music,
okay.
Yeah.
A bit of snow would be lovely.
Can I tell you the bit now?
Yeah, yes. Go on then.
Okay. Well, I've actually said it. It snows coming November. That's all there is to say.
Even More Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Traffic okay so far, Lou? No major problems?
There's one accident. I'll tell you about it in a couple of minutes' time. But other than that, it's pretty quiet at the moment.
Today, we find out the preferred route option for the A27 Arundel bypass around 9 o'clock. So this is the bottleneck at Crossbush. You know, you've got that lovely bit of dual carriageways. You're heading sort of...
through Hammerpot.
From Worthing to Arundel. And then it suddenly ends on an embankment, doesn't it?
And you've got that... And they've done the road under the bridge, but it doesn't come out the other side.
Yeah, exactly. So that's and it'll be very controversial because it's going through the downs and villages and stuff. So we'll find out later on this morning. But it does need to be sorted because...
It does, one way or another.
It's a nightmare. If you're going left there, it's fine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you do the... Do you want to know what I do? I'm going to tell you what I do.
No, it's not illegal, actually.
No, it's not illegal.
Do you go into the service station and come back out again?
Yeah, I go left. I go into the services and come back out again. Yeah. That's what I do. Because I'm on such a high, because I've had such a nice drive through Hammerpot, that I don't want to get stuck. I would love to live there. Yeah. Every time you gave your address, you'd have to say it like that. You'd be on the phone. And what's your address, please? Yeah, I live at number 24. Yeah, Queensbury Avenue. Hammerpot!
Anyway, so that's at 9 o'clock today. We find out what's going on there. What you don't want to do is stay in the left-hand lane and then nip in, try and get right.
No,
yeah,
no.
That's naughty.
They are not good people.
Chance the Rapper with Justin Bieber and Holy on More Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. Really growing on me, that track.
It's really beautiful, isn't it? I hope you get this morning. Welcome along. I have some Justin Bieber news for you, actually. I'm really not happy about this. He's got a new fashion line. He's teamed up with an established brand, Crocs.
Yes! Go on, Crocs!
Really?
Yeah, and they sold out online in 90 minutes. They're bright yellow, the Justin Bieber Crocs, and they've gone.
I've never, ever worn a pair. But people that are pro Croc, they love them. They say they're so comfortable. Have you ever worn a pair?
No.
No, I mean,
Tom.
No, I think,
Tommy.
No.
Not even in the garden.
No. Well, I've got some riding boots which are Crocs, but I don't.
Riding boots?
They do them as well. Look, they're for 12-year-olds and under, aren't they?
No, it's cool. Riding boots?
No, I've seen a picture of them. They do all sorts of
weird. No, you said stilettos.
You said, I've got some riding boots.
Yes, but not the Croc ones. Everyone's got a pair of riding boots. What if you want to go
for?
What if you want to go riding? What are
you
going to wear?
When did you last go riding?
On the farm, I guess?
Tom, I've seen you on a horse.
Farm? Whose farm?
I've seen you on a horse, dude. Yeah. You can't ride a horse. Why have you got riding boots?
You misunderstood the point. It's not about my riding boots. It's about...
Well, no, it kind of
is
now.
It kind of is now, yeah.
Every gentleman should have a good pair of wellies, a good pair of riding boots, and some deck shoes.
And jodhpurs.
Oh, I don't want to see you in your jodhpurs.
Am I digging a hole here?
No. Are you digging, mate? You're nearly at the bottom.
I'm joking. I don't have riding boots. I don't know where they've gone. They've
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
I've got a bit here on European politics.
Oh, great. I'll see you in a minute.
Or you get to choose. Or an article on stockings and suspenders.
What would you Stockings prefer? And suspenders.
Politics, please.
It's stockings and suspenders it is. Sexy stockings and suspenders are on the way out, studies revealed. Women are choosing comfort over sex appeal and opting for tights instead. Sales.
Oh, hang on. Tights are not comfy. Tights are horrible.
Are they?
Yeah.
Jack, are they?
I don't know. I don't wear... Well, I wear them maybe once a month, but that's a thing I can't talk about on air. But I thought you were going to go down the mama pants route, because most girls now, Lou, most women tell me from when they like mama pants, don't they?
What do you mean, like Spanx, or do you mean comfy knickers?
Yeah, just like big knickers.
Yeah,
you know, it's a shame, isn't it? But yeah, men are the same. I mean, I like my pants to be comfortable.
I'm now picturing Lou in big knickers.
Why? Oh.
So sales are down on stockings and suspenders.
I've got a picture of it here if you want to see.
Oh, right, let's let him talk.
I wish I did European politics now.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou, and Jack.
Oh, I had the best afternoon yesterday.
Yeah, so come on, what's been going on here? Because this better be good, the way you've been hamming it up, Lulu Blue.
Oh, it was excellent. Basically, Pete and I had free reign of an ice cream truck.
Whoa.
How's that happened?
Well, we're thinking of having one at our wedding for, like, the dessert. And so we went to visit the Vans, who are called Molly and Rosie, by the way. And we got to try all the flavours.
So you had a tasting session. Oh my god! You spent an afternoon eating ice cream,
hanging out in an ice cream shop, eating ice cream. Yeah.
Oh, that's very cool.
So, hang on, was it a shop or was it ice cream vans?
It's a van. Yeah, yeah. Because we're getting married in a field, so the van's going to like rock up and serve ice cream.
And did you, when you say you had free reign of it, did you get to go on the thing that makes the cones?
No, it's not a Mr. Whippy. It's got fancy, like, nice, right, locally okay. made ice cream, actually. So Downsview Farm, I think it is.
How many portions of regular ice cream, how many scoops do you reckon you got?
Oh, I don't know. There's about 30 flavours, and we tried pretty much all of them. And I'd say probably half a scoop between the two of us.
That's great.
Okay, so did you have a favourite?
We really like the ginger.
Oh, God. Oh, no. What's the matter with you? You're so hippie-ish.
Just give me chocolate and strawberry.
The pralines and cream or mint choc chip or something.
Oh, no, mint choc chips in that. We've got 8 choices. Mint choc chips in there. Ginger in there. Chocolates in there. There was an amazing mango sorbet.
Yeah, what? Well, I don't mind a sorbet.
But just make sure there's regular ones for normal people. No, let's do the nettle and oak tree one. That's it, wasn't that?
Nettle and oak tree.
Hello, what ice cream would you like, please? Oh, thank you so much. I'll have the dandelion bulb in a cone made of bark.
Why are we posh all of a sudden?
But it was fun, was it? What a great way to spend the afternoon. Did you feel sick at the end of it all?
No, somehow I didn't. But I didn't have any dessert for dinner.
Let's give them a plug. Who are they? Who are these people?
Indulgent Ice Creams.
Indulgent Ice Creams.
Yeah,
it was great. Are they local? Company
Sussex
based?
Yeah, they're in Sussex.
Oh, well, we must definitely give them a big plug. If you need an ice cream van, go with those guys.
Yeah, but I also do want to have a go on the thing. Because I wonder if I can do the motion where you get the good whip on top.
Yeah. But, you know, if they ever had one of those at Lou's wedding, it would still be cloud with pistachio.
Yeah.
Pistachio's nice.
Dry ice and foam sorbet.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
I've got something here that I think is going to rattle a few cages, because it's kind of like a definitive answer to one of the great sort of debate stroke conversations you have with your other half, and even sometimes in the pub with your mates, because you're that sad. It's getting cold now, right?
Yeah.
So let's talk about your central heating. What's the best way to heat your house, right? And some people say, just turn the heating on when you need it. And other people say, no, set your thermostat to a temperature and just don't ever touch it for the rest of the winter. Yeah, have you had that conversation before?
Yeah. I think it depends on the sort of boiler you've got, doesn't it? Which is more economical.
Lou, just calm down.
Lou.
Okay.
Calm down.
Right.
First of all, Lou, can I please have what you and your fiancé Pete do in your home?
Well, currently we're just turning it on when we need it. We will put it on a timer once it's more sort of consistently cold.
Okay. Tom Evans.
When it's on, it stays on, but on the thermostat heating temperature. And if it drops below, it clicks in. Until my 20-year-old stepdaughter comes down and decides just to turn it up to 48 and leave it.
So you are both saying you are turn it onerers and leave it onerer.
We're a leave it onerers.
Right, well, at a certain time of day, it sort of happens automatically.
Yeah. Well, these are quotes from the specialists at Energy Saving Trust, okay?
Okay, shh.
This is it, Sussex. Forget what your mate who used to be an engineer says. The specialists say, if you want to save money...
Drum roll, yeah.
Only turn your heating on when you need it.
Oh!
You say that, but it depends on your system. Because if you've got an air source heat pump, you need to leave it on all the time, otherwise it doesn't work.
Are you trying to start an argument?
I'm just saying. I don't want to give advice to people and it won't...
Once again, you can take your advice from the Energy Saving Trust specialists or from Lou, who likes country music.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
Little Mix with Holiday. More Radio Breakfast. Tom, Lou and Jack, good morning. Oh, wouldn't it be nice to book a holiday?
Oh, don't. Aww. Just don't. Don't. Just don't.
I don't. Enjoy
don't
that.
Don't do it. Much just stop doing it.
Looking at the hotel rooms.
Tom, come in there and I'll get a long stick so I can be 2 metres away. you with it.
We did talk about house swap. That's, you know, we could still look at that.
Yeah, the house swap thing.
I don't like Tom's house. Yeah. It's always dirty.
And yours needs a proper wipe down, Lou.
Okay. Anyway.
Welcome to the show.
This is exciting. We missed this yesterday. I don't quite know how. Princess Anne was in Sussex.
Oh, I like her.
Again, it's only been a month since she was last down here.
Whereabouts was she?
Well, so this last time she was in New Haven, I believe, and Shoreham, perhaps, I think it was. This time she was in Haworthheath and Burgess Hill.
Well, go on, Princess Anne, Ledge. What was she doing here?
Well, she went to Haworthheath Town Hall and met lots of people who helped out during lockdown, sort of kept the town going on that sort of thing. And then she went to Bio Productions, which, and I've just Googled it, it's on the very same industrial estate as we are right now.
No.
Yeah.
Why did she come here?
Metres away. I don't know.
Yeah, that would have been
good
fun.
That would have been great. Little royal visit. Yeah. Do come on in, Mum. This is Jack the Lad. Oh, Jack, put your trousers back.
Sorry.
And that's why she didn't come here.
Yeah, because I've got a history of flashing at royals.
No,
you know what I mean?
What I'm saying.
But good night. It's out of order. I'm not having that. I did it once. And frankly, the Princess Michael of Kent, she didn't complain too much.
The best bits from Tom, Lou and Jack. More.